Christian Audio presents Love Where You Live, How to Live Sent in the Place You Call Home by Shauna Pilgreen, narrated by Carla Mercer Meyer. To those with whom I share the sidewalks, this book is for you. To the ones I get to hold hands with every day, Ben, Elijah, Sam, Kavita, and Asher, this book is because of you. The Dweller's Prayer. Awaken me, Lord, to engage with the people around me today. I choose to make you known, so that your love may be in them as it is in me. Come, Jesus. You are welcome here. Introduction. Why live sent? Hi there. Come on over. Thanks for meeting me here, on the corner of 3rd and Market. Let's start on the sunny side because I didn't wear enough layers. I see that you left your shades at home. I get it. The day started off quite foggy and cool. Ready to walk? I know you're up for it, or at least are curious because you picked this audiobook. A Welcoming Walk. So, welcome to my city. It probably looks different from yours. Maybe your city is a bit bigger, or your town much smaller. I and my fellow citizens of San Francisco are all squeezed into 49 square miles. We're known by what neighborhood we live in. The Mission, Portola, Glen Park, Inner Sunset, Outer Sunset, and so on. When I give my address to local friends, I have to give the cross street, too. We value good food and celebrate everything. Well, almost everything. I want you to meet my neighbors. We'll see many while we're out and about. Some will stop by, and others will need us to come to them. Ruth can tell us what it's like to live on these streets we're walking on. Janet has raised her kids here and is now enjoying her grandkids in the very same neighborhood. Rachel and Justin started their family in San Francisco and want to show you how they've jumped in feet first, learning to love this place. Jordan is going to join us. Her white cane guides her, but she sees this place better than I do. We're going to peek inside where Darren works, and you won't be able to miss her big grin from the front desk. Later on, we'll stop by for a cup of chai that Israel will gladly serve us. Let me know when you get hungry. I know a great Chinese restaurant near the art museum. The chef, Kathy, will probably stop by our table to tell us what we must eat. And we will order exactly that. The Sending God at the Intersection. You need to know that before I moved, I shoved my theology and upbringing into my already overstuffed suitcase, certain they were necessary for my survival. They would be useful for defense and justification in sharing the gospel if I were asked. I wasn't moving sent. I was moving superior. Yet within hours of arrival into my new home, I noticed that people weren't like me and what I had packed wasn't going to be needed here. Conveniently, a big dumpster was already positioned outside our apartment. Once I tossed my ideals and superiority, I was awakened to see these people and this place with such wide-eyed wonder. I felt like God tapped me on the shoulder and invited me on a life-altering walk to see the diversity, the brokenness, and the beauty. I looked up and was standing at the crossroads. I could choose to stick to the parts of the Bible that I liked and to keep nearby my files of what I like to do, how I will spend my time, what works best for me, and the gospel according to my previous culture, or I could pay attention to the God who had sent me here for reasons and a purpose beyond what I could comprehend. As I looked around, I saw what I had packed was not necessarily what the people needed. I realized I had needs too, and the people pointed me to my greatest need. My life inside the walls of the church was flipped inside out as I became more at home with people who had yet to step inside those walls. I began to see God in the train stations, SROs, single-room occupancies, one-room units for residents with minimal income, high-rise apartments, and tech companies. I began to see him daily in San Francisco, and it was all messy and hard and utterly beautiful. I could see that God didn't fit in a box with rules.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?